everybody. Welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. Tonight I want to talk about the importance of self-analysis and self-critique. To maximize our full potential, it's important that we have the ability to look at ourselves and to honestly and objectively self-analyze ourselves and identify our strengths and our weaknesses. And this can be from big picture training type stuff all the way down to individual techniques. In this stance, I need to improve this certain aspect, or I need to straighten my wrist in this certain technique or this block, for example, right? We need to have confidence in our training and the hard work that we put in, but we can't allow that. We can't overestimate our true capabilities. We need to be able to identify both our strengths and our weaknesses. And if we allow our confidence to turn into cockiness or arrogance, this has a significant negative impact on our training. Right? Maybe we aren't willing to put in as much hard work. Oh, I've got this, right? So I don't need to train tonight. Or we stop being willing to listen to input or feedback from our sensei or our coach. You know, last year an incident happened with me. I was with a friend and we were debating something that we'd seen online, karate-related thing, just, you know, not a competition-based thing, but this technique. And we got in kind of a debate, and I was so sure that my idea or my thought was right. And my friend looked at me and he said, you know, sensei, maybe your cup's just a little too full. And I realized, first of all, that I really respect this person and I value their opinion. So when he said that to me, I was able to immediately step back and identify that you're right. My own self-assuredness, my cockiness and that, or my belief that I was so sure that I was right, had allowed me to not given me the ability to see that maybe there was another point of view out there and that maybe I didn't have the full picture, right? So remember that to maximize our full potential, we need to be aware of both our strengths as well as our weaknesses, right? We need to be able to be humble, to accept feedback, accept criticism, and identify those areas where we need to continue to strive to work for. So stay humble. Now go get to work. And we'll see you out there.